What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? It's your boy Goblin, and hey, today we're coming in with a banger, a late night upload for all you gamers out there who can't sleep before school. Don't worry, fuck school, call in sick, stay home, skip class, watch this video instead. Commit a sin today, everybody. It's a fucking badass day. But either way, without further ado, there's a couple things I want to say. First off, I polled which video that you guys want to see tonight on Twitter, and you guys voted for secret option 3 out of all three of the options, and this is that secret option 3. For those of you guys who don't follow me on Twitter and don't get to partake in these polls, you're missing out because you don't get to pick what videos you want to see. So go follow me on Twitter. Link's in the description. I'm not capping. If you don't follow me on Twitter yet, fucking do it. How come I got 12K on Instagram but 5K on Twitter? Shit don't make sense. Run the numbers, boys. Y'all know it don't add up too. So let's fix that, all right? Chop, chop. Let's get it, all right? Second thing I want to mention, sellout time, baby. If you want to make free $5 just by downloading an app, all you got to do is download the app Dosh and link an eligible debit or credit card. Link is in the description. Once you download the app and link your card, if it's eligible, you get $5. It's literally that easy. It doesn't cost you any money. It's a cashback app. You get money back for spending money at places like Chili's and other stupid fucking places that they got offers for. Download that. Link's in the description. Without further ado, let's dive right into it. So, the $500 prostitute. Now, I want to preface this by saying this happened while I was on vacation in Boston attending PAX East last year. For those of you guys who watched my Mansion Party series, I left this story out because I felt that this deserved its own video. However, for those of you guys who haven't seen my Mansion Party series and have no idea what I'm referring to when I say my trip to Boston that I took last year to PAX East, I will link the beginning of that series in the description. You can go watch that and catch up if you like. But this took place while I was on vacation in Boston with a bunch of my YouTube buddies last year, and if I recall correctly, I believe it was either the day before that we were leaving, or like it was close to the end of the weekend that I was spending down there. And on this particular night, we're all chilling at the house that we had Airbnb'd. It's this beautiful fucking mansion. Like, I'm not capping, it's a mansion. There's pictures on my Instagram and stuff. And it's just this beautiful house with a bar downstairs, you know, pool inside. Everything's beautiful. And on this particular night, you know, all the boys are kicking it in the crib. We're probably about, like, 15 guys deep, maybe, all just having some Jaeger, you know, sipping some drinks, having a good night, smoking some pot. And, you know, as the night's progressing, I'm not going to try to get too detailed with the rest of the day because I already covered that in my Mansion Party series. But as the night's progressing, the boys decide that they're trying to go to the strip club. Now, that's all fine and dandy, and I was really down to go with. However, the only strip clubs in the area after we'd all gone on Google and did our research were all 21 and over. So all the guys who either A, had girlfriends, or B, were under 21, got to stay back at the house and get absolutely fucking wasted, while all the guys who were over 21 and single or had girlfriends that they just didn't care about that much had got to go to the strip club and have a great time, you know? So it kind of divided the house in the middle. There was maybe like 6 or 7 of us hanging back, you know, at the house while, the lads went to the strip club. And there was one buddy who went to the strip club who we're going to call, what are we going to call him? We're going to call him Brad. You know, Brad's a good friend of mine. He's a YouTuber, a good YouTube buddy of mine who I've known for a while. And he's quite the character, a very entertaining guy to not only be around, but especially drink around. And, you know, he's one of the guys who's going to the strip club. And, you know, from being around him, I had quickly gathered that one of the things he enjoys most when he's drunk is titties. There is no, like, I kid you not, this man, we were all sitting around this table, and there's this girl who, like, hey, I'll admit, you know, she had some nice tits, all right? And, you know, she's wearing a pretty nice shirt to compliment them, and he looks at her, and he's like, yo, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, but those are some fucking awesome tits. And I'm just like, what? I'm just like, there's no way in hell this man had just said that. But the liquor gives this man some courage, and it's hilarious. So either way, now that we've described him, you know, get that out of the way. He's a focal character in this story. So he's part of the group of guys going to the strip club. I'm staying back at the house. You know, Brad and the boys, they go to the strip club. They have their good time. They're gone for probably 3 or 4 hours. And while they're gone, I'm back at the house with the rest of my buddies, and we're getting fucking wasted. We've got handles of Jaeger for days. During this trip, all of us collectively bought so much Jägermeister that the stores, the only two liquor stores in the town that we were in were entirely sold out of Jaeger, completely out of stock. We bought them out. Every single bottle of Jaeger that the two liquor stores in town had, we owned for the weekend. And that was a pretty badass feeling, if I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not exaggerating either. I'm not joking about this. Like, literally, we had to drive out of town to get more Jaeger because we bought it all. But either way, so we're getting absolutely fucking wasted. I'm talking like Jaeger bombs every like 10 minutes. And, you know, for those of you guys who know me personally that are YouTuber buddies of mine that may be watching this by chance, you're going to know the guy I'm referring to here. And if not, you still might by chance know who I'm referring to if you watch him. But I have a YouTuber buddy who we're just going to refer to as, I don't know, I can't think of a good name. So we're just going to call him Todd. And every time we're doing Jaeger bombs, Todd would go over to the bar and he'd turn around and be like, "Ayo!" And everybody immediately, that was the calling. He would never say anything about Jaeger, never say like, "Yo, let's take some bombs," never say shit like that. He would just let out that calling and everybody would gather around and immediately drop what they're doing and come take a Jaeger bomb. And he would do these every like 15 minutes. So I'm getting absolutely plastered. I'm bare minimum probably 8 Jaeger bombs deep by maybe 2 hours into the beginning of our drinking for this night. You know, like, it's just, it's getting out of pocket so fast, and I'm getting drunker and drunker and higher as I continue taking Jaeger bombs, then in between Jaeger bombs going upstairs to smoke blunts in the pool. Like, I'm just living my best fucking life. And you know, maybe 30 minutes before Brad and the boys get back from the strip club, me and Todd are upstairs and we're chatting a little bit and we're just hanging out and we're talking about prostitutes, right? And, you know, we're just having like a casual conversation like, "Oh, dude, it would be awesome if we fucking got some whores and shit," you know? And he gets this idea, right? He gets this idea. He's like, "Yo, Brad's going to come back and he's going to be horny. He's going to be drunk as hell," because Brad gets like, he just talks about tits every time. Every time he gets drunk, he, like, I don't know. From what I gathered, he definitely gets horny every time he's drunk, you know? So he's like, "Yo, dude, Brad's gonna be fucking piped up, dude. He's gonna be horny when he gets back from the strip club after seeing titties. He's gonna be drunk, and we can get him good." So what he tells me, and he's like, "Listen, I want you to go lay in the bed in the guest room downstairs. We'll turn the lights off, like, put yourself all the way under the covers and just lay in there. And then we're gonna send in another one of my buddies, who we'll talk about later, to, like, you know, pretend he's, like, in there with you. And we're, you know, when Brad gets back, we're going to tell him we got a whore for him downstairs. And he's going to come into the room with the lights off and you under the covers. And if you manage to get him to, like, get a handful of your, like, tit," you know, he's talking about my tit, right? My nice man tit. He's like, "If you manage to get him to, like, scoop a handful of your tit or something, or just, like, put his hand on you, I'll PayPal you $500. And my drunk ass is like, "Yo, I'd let anybody grab any part of my body for $500. So for sure, like, I'm down as fuck for that, you know, like, whatever. Bet, let's get it." So yeah, I'm down as fuck for this. So they're getting back from the strip club in maybe 30 minutes. We have to go quick. So I run downstairs. I'm fucking plastered at this point. I'm so wasted. And I just think this is the funniest idea ever. And I go hop in this bed. And my buddy, who we're going to call Kev, he comes in the room with me. And they set it all up. And they're like, we're all kind of hanging around waiting. Like, I'm just sitting on the bed taking more Jaeger bombs and, like, probably rolling another blunt, I'd imagine, at this point, if I remember correctly. I don't really know, but I was fucked up either way. And, you know, Kev's sitting in there with me. We're all chatting. We're like, "Yo, this is going to be fucking hilarious. Like, he's definitely going to go for this." And finally, the front door opens and we hear it. And immediately, close the door. Kev's in there with me, and Kev's like, "All right, bro." Like, he had like a cup of water with him, and he was like, "Dude, I'm gonna pour this water on me to make it look like I'm super sweaty. Like, I just got done, like, fucking a whore in here. And then I'm gonna walk out and go get Brad and tell him there's a whore in here, you know?" And I'm like, "Oh, for sure, good idea." So my only job is just to lay in the bed all the way under the covers. Like, don't even show my head. Like, just lay there. So Kev does that. He pours the water on himself. He turns the light off in the room, and he goes, and I hear him. He's like, "Yo, dude." Because I hear Todd, like, walking him downstairs and talking about it. He's like, "Dude, we got bitches. Like, we got whores. We got one for you, dude. We got one for everybody." And, like, he's like, "Oh, fuck yeah, let's go." And I just hear him in the hall, and I'm already laughing. I'm already like, "Oh, my God, dude." And then Kev comes, you know, he walks out of the room as if he just got done. And he's like, "Yeah, dude, get on in there, Brad. All yours, bro. Like, she's in there. She's ready." And I'm dying already. And Brad walks in the room, and I'm laying under the covers, and I'm like, my face is buried in the pillow because I'm trying so hard not to laugh. Like, he hasn't even done anything yet, and I'm just dying already because I'm just fucked up. And he walks over to the side of the bed where I'm laying under the covers, and he kind of, like, pushes me. Like, he, like, nudges me. And the first thing he says, I lost my shit. The first thing he says, he's like, "Hey, bitch." He's like, "Are you fucking alive?" Word for word. That's what he said. And I, oh my God. When I tell you that I've never been in a more challenging scenario than trying to stay composed and not lose my shit to earn my $500, when he came in and said that, holy shit, I was dying. He was like, he nudged me a couple more times and I started laughing. I fucked it up. I fumbled it. I fumbled it hard. And he nudged me a couple more times and started pulling the cover back. And he looks back to the doorway and Kev's like standing there and he's like, "Dude, this bitch is dead. Like, I don't think she's okay." And he like nudges me again. He's like, "Are you fucking okay, ma'am? Like, hello?" At that point, I couldn't contain myself anymore. I'm fucking dying. Like, I'm losing my shit. So I just start laughing, and he's like, "Oh, fuck you guys." He catches on very quickly. He pulls the cover back, and it's just me laying there. And he walks out of the room, and everybody in the bar area is just dying. Everybody's over, dude. It's, oh my God. I didn't even get my money, but, like, I'm glad that happened because that was fucking hilarious to know that the first man this thing would say if he walked into a bedroom with, like, a, like, clearly inebriated prostitute, like, unconscious in the bed, the first thing he would say to her is, "Hey, bitch." That's the funny. That's the funniest shit, because, like, knowing this guy, that's just exactly what I would expect him to say. But All right. Either way, I had too much fun remembering this story. I got to go back to PAX East again. I need a little vacation. But either way, hope you guys enjoyed this video. Drop a like if you did. We got a banger of a drug story coming later this week. So buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time. Peace. What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? It's your boy Goblin, and today we're coming in with a banger, a late night upload for all you gamers out there who can't sleep before school. Don't worry, fuck school, call in sick, stay home, skip class, watch this video instead. Commit a sin today, everybody. It's a fucking badass day. But either way, without further ado, actually no, there is further ado, there's a couple things I want to say. First off, I polled which video that you guys want to see tonight on Twitter, and you guys voted for secret option 3 out of all three of the options, and this is that secret option 3. For those of you guys who don't follow me on Twitter and don't get to partake in these polls, you're missing out because you don't get to pick what videos you want to see. So go follow me on Twitter. Link's in the description. I'm not capping. If you don't follow me on Twitter yet, fucking do it. How come I got 12K on Instagram but 5K on Twitter? Shit don't make sense. Shit don't make sense. Run the numbers, boys. Y'all know it don't add up too. So let's fix that. All right. Chop, chop. Let's get it. All right. Second thing I want to mention, sellout time, baby. If you want to make free $5 just by downloading an app, all you got to do is download the app Dosh and link an eligible debit or credit card. Link is in the description. Once you download the app and link your card, if it's eligible, you get $5. It's literally that easy. It doesn't cost you any money. It's a cashback app. You get money back for spending money at places like Chili's and other stupid fucking places that they got offers for. Download that. Link's in the description. Without further ado, let's dive right into it. So, the $500 prostitute. Now, I want to preface this by saying this happened while I was on vacation in Boston attending PAX East last year. For those of you guys who watched my Mansion Party series, I left this story out because I felt that this deserved its own video. However, for those of you guys who haven't seen my Mansion Party series and have no idea what I'm referring to when I say my trip to Boston that I took last year to PAX East, I will link the beginning of that series in the description. You can go watch that and catch up if you'd like. But this took place while I was on vacation in Boston with a bunch of my YouTube buddies last year, and if I recall correctly, I believe it was either the day before that we were leaving, or like it was close to the end of the weekend that I was spending down there. And on this particular night, we're all chilling at the house that we had Airbnb'd. It's this beautiful fucking mansion. Like, I'm not capping, it's a mansion. There's pictures on my Instagram and stuff. And it's just this beautiful house with a bar downstairs, you know, pool inside. Everything's beautiful. And on this particular night, you know, all the boys are kicking it in the crib. We're probably about, like, 15 guys deep, maybe, all just having some Jaeger, you know, sipping some drinks, having a good night, smoking some pot. And, you know, as the night's progressing, I'm not going to try to get too detailed with the rest of the day because I already covered that in my mansion party series. But as the night's progressing, the boys decide that they're trying to go to the strip club. Now, that's all fine and dandy, and I was really down to go with. However, the only strip clubs in the area after we'd all gone on Google and did our research were all 21 and over. So all the guys who either A, had girlfriends, or B, were under 21, got to stay back at the house and get absolutely fucking wasted, while all the guys who were over 21 and single or had girlfriends that they just didn't care about that much had got to go to the strip club and have a great time, you know? So it kind of divided the house in the middle. There was maybe like six or seven of us hanging back, you know, at the house while, the lads went to the strip club. And there was one buddy who went to the strip club who we're going to call, what are we going to call him? We're going to call him Brad. You know, Brad's a good friend of mine. He's a YouTuber, a good YouTube buddy of mine who I've known for a while. And he's quite the character, a very entertaining guy to not only be around, but especially drink around. And, you know, he's one of the guys who's going to the strip club. And, you know, from being around him, I had quickly gathered that one of the things he enjoys most when he's drunk is titties. There is no, like, I kid you not, this man, we were all sitting around this table, and there's this girl who, like, hey, I'll admit, you know, she had some nice tits, all right? And, you know, she's wearing a pretty nice shirt to compliment them. And he looks at her, and he's like, yo, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, but those are some fucking awesome tits. And I'm just like, what? I'm just like... Like, I'm just like, there's no way in hell this man had just said that. But the liquor gives this man some courage, and it's hilarious. So either way, now that we've described him, you know, get that out of the way. He's a focal character in this story. So he's part of the group of guys going to the strip club. I'm staying back at the house. You know, Brad and the boys, they go to the strip club. They have their good time. They're gone for probably 3 or 4 hours. And while they're gone, I'm back at the house with the rest of my buddies, and we're getting fucking wasted. We've got handles of Jaeger for days. During this trip, all of us collectively bought so much Jägermeister that the stores, the only two liquor stores in the town that we were in, were entirely sold out of Jaeger, completely out of stock. We bought them out. Every single bottle of Jaeger that the two liquor stores in town had, we owned for the weekend. And that was a pretty badass feeling, if I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not exaggerating either. I'm not joking about this. Like, literally, we had to drive out of town to get more Jaeger because we bought it all. But either way, so we're getting absolutely fucking wasted. I'm talking like Jaeger bombs every like 10 minutes. And, you know, for those of you guys who know me personally that are YouTuber buddies of mine that may be watching this by chance, you're going to know the guy I'm referring to here. And if not, you still might by chance know who I'm referring to if you watch him. But I have a YouTuber buddy who we're just going to refer to as, I don't know, I can't think of a good name. So we're just going to call him Todd. And every time we're doing Jaeger bombs, Todd would go over to the bar and he'd turn around and be like, "Ayo!" And everybody immediately, that was the calling. He would never say anything about Jaeger, never say like, "Yo, let's take some bombs," never say shit like that. He would just let out that calling and everybody would gather around and immediately drop what they're doing and come take a Jaeger bomb. And he would do these every like 15 minutes. So I'm getting absolutely plastered. I'm bare minimum probably 8 Jaeger bombs deep by maybe 2 hours into the beginning of our drinking for this night, you know? Like, it's just, it's getting out of pocket so fast, and I'm getting drunker and drunker and higher as I continue taking Jaeger bombs, then in between Jaeger bombs, going upstairs to smoke blunts in the pool. Like, I'm just living my best fucking life. And, you know, maybe 30 minutes before Brad and the boys get back from the strip club, me and Todd are upstairs and we're chatting a little bit and we're just hanging out and we're talking about prostitutes, right? And, you know, we're just having like a casual conversation like, oh, dude, it would be awesome if we fucking got some whores and shit, you know? And he gets this idea, right? He gets this idea. He's like, yo, Brad's going to come back and he's going to be horny. He's going to be drunk as hell because Brad gets like, he just talks about tits every time. Every time he gets drunk, he, like, I don't know. From what I gathered, he definitely gets horny every time he's drunk, you know? So he's like, yo, dude, Brad's gonna be fucking piped up, dude. He's gonna be horny when he gets back from the strip club after seeing titties. He's gonna be drunk, and we can get him good. So what he tells me, and he's like, listen, I want you to go lay in the bed in the guest room downstairs. We'll turn the lights off, like, put yourself all the way under the covers and just lay in there. And then we're gonna send in another one of my buddies who we'll talk about later to, like, you know, pretend he's like in there with you. And we're going to, you know, when Brad gets back, we're going to tell him we got a whore for him downstairs. And he's going to come into the room with the lights off and you under the covers. And if you manage to get him to like get a handful of your like tit, you know, he's talking about my tit, right? My nice man tit. He's like, if you manage to get him to like scoop a handful of your tit or something, or just like put his hand on you, I'll PayPal you $500. And my drunk ass is like, yo, I'd let anybody grab any part of my body for $500. So for sure, like, I'm down as fuck for that, you know, like, whatever, bet, let's get it. So yeah, I'm down as fuck for this. So they're getting back from the strip club in maybe 30 minutes. We have to go quick. So I run downstairs. I'm fucking plastered at this point. I'm so wasted. And I just think this is the funniest idea ever. And I go hop in this bed. And my buddy, who we're going to call Kev, he comes in the room with me. And they set it all up. And they're like, we're all kind of hanging around waiting. Like, I'm just sitting on the bed taking more Jaeger bombs and like probably rolling another blunt, I'd imagine, at this point, if I remember correctly. I don't really know, but I was fucked up either way. And, you know, Kev's sitting there with me. We're all chatting. We're like, yo, this is going to be fucking hilarious. Like, he's definitely going to go for this. And finally, the front door opens and we hear it. And immediately, close the door. Kev's in there with me. And Kev's like, all right, bro, like, He had like a cup of water with him, and he was like, dude, I'm going to pour this water on me to make it look like I'm super sweaty. Like, I just got done like fucking a whore in here. And then I'm going to walk out and go get Brad and tell him there's a whore in here, you know? And I'm like, oh, for sure, good idea. So my only job is just to lay in the bed all the way under the covers. Like, don't even show my head. Like, just lay there. So Kev does that. He pours the water on himself. He turns the light off in the room and he goes, and I hear him. He's like, yo, dude, because I hear Todd like walking him downstairs and talking about it. He's like, dude, we got bitches. Like, we got whores. We got one for you, dude. We got one for everybody. And like, he's like, oh, fuck yeah, let's go. And I just hear him in the hall and I'm already laughing. I'm already like, oh my God, dude. And then Kev comes, you know, he walks out of the room as if he just got done. And he's like, yeah, dude, get on in there, Brad. All yours, bro. Like, she's in there. She's ready. And I'm dying already. And Brad walks in the room and I'm laying under the covers and I'm like, my face is buried in the pillow because I'm trying so hard not to laugh. Like, he hasn't even done anything yet and I'm just dying already because I'm just fucked up. And he walks over to the side of the bed where I'm laying under the covers and he kind of like pushes me, like he like nudges me. And the first thing he says, I lost my shit. The first thing he says, he's like, hey, bitch. He's like, are you fucking alive? Word for word. That's what he said. And I, oh my God. When I tell you that I've never been in a more challenging scenario than trying to stay composed and not lose my shit to earn my $500, when he came in and said that, holy shit, I was dying. He was like, he nudged me a couple more times and I started laughing. I fucked it up. I fumbled it. I fumbled it hard. And he nudged me a couple more times and started pulling the cover back. And he looks back to the doorway and Kev's like standing there and he's like, dude, this bitch is dead. Like, I don't think she's okay. And he like nudges me again. He's like, are you fucking okay, ma'am? Like, hello? At that point, I couldn't contain myself anymore. I'm fucking dying. Like, I'm losing my shit. So I just start laughing, and he's like, oh, fuck you guys. He catches on very quickly. He pulls the cover back, and it's just me laying there. And he walks out of the room, and everybody in the bar area is just dying. Everybody's over, dude. It's, oh my God. I didn't even get my money, but, like, I'm glad that happened, because that was fucking hilarious to know that the first man this thing would say, if he walked into a bedroom with like a, like, clearly inebriated prostitute, like unconscious in the bed, the first thing he would say to her is, hey, bitch. That's the funny, that's the funniest shit. Cause like, knowing this guy, that's just exactly what I would expect him to say. But All right. Either way, I had too much fun remembering this story. I got to go back to PAX East again. I need a little vacation. But either way, hope you guys enjoyed this video. Drop a like if you did. We got a banger of a drug story coming later this week. So buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.